Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shir and Mishlei. The Shir should be special from Rami Marasi Shiyichu. Perak Aleph, Pasuk Vav, Perush HaKval, Pi Tairasu Shalom Moshe Zitzal. The Kval writes, Vat Kan HaMukdamas HaSefer, who's the Mechaber of the Sefer, why he wrote the Sefer. And then he included in this, Lilmud V'lasas. So first, he takes himself to do, he learns, takes himself to do, and he has siyata d'shmaya, that's the maisa of lakachas lases v'yishma, and then he comes to a point where he can understand. So he does lakachas musar haskel lases v'psoim arma yishma chacham yosef lakach, then he gets to the place of lahavin mashal melitza. What's included in the Lilmod? Included in the Lilmod, according to the Gros, Pasuk Beis. Lakachas starts Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Beis is Ladas Chachma Musa. That's the world of Ladas, of Yediyah, of Lilmod. And then Vayter is Asiyah. So he has the Lilmud V'lasas, which is Limud, which is included, a seal which is included in Limud. And then Vayter, he has a seal which is outside of the gather of Limud. And we spoke at length about how a seal is included in the Limud, and that's, it's a tenai in the Limud that it should have a lasas. And what's special about the Torah is that there has to be a chalois, al kol chelki, al kol ma'ada l'maisa. The limud has to bring to the maisa, and the shorash inyan is istaka v'araisa. From the istaka v'araisa, he came to bra alma, to the maisa v'riyas olam, and we discussed that at length. El sheish kan omek nosaf, rishonim maskirim v'mekomot rabim, et hamusak sechel apoyel. Rambam and the Moira is Kaveh Boilam Agal Galim, Tachas Gagal Hayareach. Morale discusses the Sechel Apolim, Akdom Shiel of Vorz Hashem. Seems he's not Makabal, this whole onion. However, the Ramak and the Shara Kinuyim, the Gra, and the Izbiyot of Tikkuni Zohar, and the Balaginas Egos use this concept of Sechel Apolim. So the Rambam writes in Perish Mishnayis in the Mar Nevuchim Beis Lam Vav, Perish Mishnayis, Hakdam Le Perk Chelek, Sha'asechel Shenishba La Nevroim, HaNevim, the Sechel that's given to the Nevim is Nishba, by this influence by the Sechel HaPol. The Sechel HaNifol, Mekabelet HaDvarim Mibachutz, Mitoch Atzmo Ein Yochol Atfos Tevah. The Sechel HaNifol, Zah Sechel HaNifol. The Sechel HaNifol understands the Mitzias. Hasechel HaPoal creates the Mitzias. Marabu Masecha Hashem, Kulam Bechochma Asisim, there's no Mitzias, anything more than the Gilui of Hashem's Chochma. Gilui of His Chochma, that's the Mitzias. So Bechol Chelek V'Chelek. The Mitzias is Shmahalchei Chochma Mitzad Atzma. Ravad Omek HaChochma Makif Isa Mitzias Kula. ככל שהתפיסת המציאות גדלה, מערכי החוכמה מעמיקים ותופסים יותר פרטים ויותר עומק. וגילוי אבא שם שכח מדעת מציאס, and every חלק of מציאס, there's a מהלך of חוכמה מצד עצמה, besides the depth of חוכמה that encompasses the entire מציאס. The more the תפיסה of the perception of מציאס, of reality increases, so there's a lot more חוכמה. It understands a lot more and a lot deeper. Chachma is creating a system of things that are connected to each other. חוכמה היינו מהלך. לנו אי אפשר לתפוס בבריאה דבר כשלעצמו. לעולם התפיסה היא על ידי מהלך מסוים. על ידי צירוף וקישור מערכת של דברים. שהדבר הנתפס משתלב לתוכה, ועל ידי כך מקבל משמעות. כולם בחוכמה עשיתם. לעולם תפיסת המציאות יכולה לבוא רק על ידי חוכמה. כיוון שכל מה שיש במציאות הוא רק גילוי חוכמתו. בלי חוכמה אין כבר מקום לשם תפיסה. Chachma is creating an organized system of things that connect to each other. Chachma is a mahalach. You can't understand anything in the Bria independently. The perception has to be through a mahalach, through a holistic approach, that connecting everything. Kulam b'chachma asisa. The only way to perceive Hashem's chachmas when you see it all together. You see it as part of the mahalach. It's kulam b'chachma asisa. Without chachma, there could be no tfisa. The sod of chachma me'ayin timotzei is that our hishtaychus to the bria that was created yesh me'ayin is only through chachma. Nekudat ha'reishit shel ha'bria hi b'chachma. Targum Yerushalmi b'reishit bara Elokim b'chachma bara Hashem. מהחוכמה מתחילה אפשרות של תפיסת הדברים. כל דבר שמעבר לחוכמה הוא לא נמצא. עין כפשוטו. חוכמה comes from עין. Our connection to the Bria that was created יש מעין is through חוכמה. בנקודס הרשיס of the Bria is חוכמה. תרגום ירושלמי ברשיס בר אלוקים השם created the world with חוכמה. When חוכמה starts the possibility of understanding things. Anything that's beyond Chachma doesn't exist. Ayin, einenu, ein lo metziut. Vahenu b'mizgeret shel ha'briya dvorim ha'nimtzaim, ach v'rak b'malach shel hitgalut. Ha'metziut she'ein la yesh lo kayemet. Kach ha'in p'nei ha'dvorim gam l'metziut shel komat ha'adam. Ha'metziut matchila b'chochma. Ma she'me'a l'chochma hu b'bchinat keter. Kol dvar she'me'ever l'rosh, kelomar, דבר שנמצא מעבר למציאות של צורת האדם, שכלפי דידו הוא עין. זאת אומרת, anything beyond Chachma doesn't exist. It's עין, it's no mitzius. In the framework of the Bria, everything is only exists in the Mahalach of the Skalas. In mitzius that is no yesh doesn't exist. So the yesh starts with Chachma. God created the world with Chachma. That's where the yesh starts. That's where reality starts. As we perceive it begins. Beyond that it's Ayin, it's beyond this world. So too within a person, the Metzius begins with Chachma. What's above Chachma is Bechinas Keser, which is above the head, that's the crown. And that's Ayin. That doesn't exist. So Chachma comes from Ayin. But beyond Chachma, then it's Mamish Ayin. There's nothing. The first level we can connect to is Chachma. Zeu Omek HaDvarim. Shkevan shekol HaBriya hu giluyo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol giluy hu rak v'chochma. Kmo shenitbaer shekol tfisa shel davar rak al ydei ma'ala chochma. Lachen kol ha'metziut kula hi giluy chochmato. The whole Bria is a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every Gilui is only for Chachma. Kulam b'chachma asisa, marabu ma'asech Hashem. Hashem is misgalet through Chachma. B'tfisa chushit, in using one's senses, one can't be toy-faced things. Because the tfisa chushit is it's chad pamit, it's temporary. It doesn't continue to perceive the essence of the matter. The essence only comes when we put everything in the proper framework, we connect everything together, we see it holistically, And then we have a tefisa of Mahalchei HaChokhma. This Mahalch, this approach, this understanding of Chokhma. Le'olam kol hatchala shel kol metziut u'metziut u'giluyo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'tefisat HaChokhma. Kach u'b'chol ma'arechet u'ma'arechet shel gilui v'abliya. עומדת בסדר של מערכות זו מעל זו, אלא שבעליונה יותר, הגילוי היא גילוי להדר של אמיתת מציאותו. וזו עולם האצילות, ומשם משתלשלות יתר המערכות, בריאה, יצירה, שבהם יש התגלות, שמתוכה צריך לעמוד על התגלות האמיתית. The haschol of any metzias is the revelation of Hashem to this perception of Chachma. So it is in every system of revelation and creation, that is in a seder of one system above another. In the highest system, the gilui is a gilui, the hedya is an explicit revelation of God's existence. That's Olam Atzilus. And from there is chained down the other systems. Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, and there's his galus, from which we can be omed on the truest galus. In the olamas of Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, start the tur and the peruda. In other words, there things start separating from Hashem's amitas mitzius, that was earlier revealed derech shel ahedya. The Gilui of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya is in an external system that you have to penetrate inside to receive the true revelation. So the beginning of every Metzius is with Chachma. Kivan Shegilui Hu Leolam LeChachma. And that's the Hechetimsi of Gvi Gilui Dvarim B'Tfisatam. That's the Seichel HaPoel. HaSeichel SheNimtza B'Shoresh HaMetziut. Dahainu HaMetziut Notzeret Al Yidei HaSeichel HaPoel. Seichel Nif'al Hu HaSeichel SheTofes Et HaMetziut. The Seichel HaPoel is the Seichel that it's at the root of reality. The Metzius was created through this Seichel HaPoel. The Seichel HaNif'al is the Seichel that perceives Metzius. SheKivan SheYi Atzma Seichel L'chein in et peset rak al yidei sechel. Since she herself is sechel, it's only nitfas through sechel. It's only perceived through sechel. Ruach HaKodesh shora kasher tfisat ha-chokhma mekifat kol gilui ha-chokhma shebaolam. Sechel nifal is the sechel that perceives reality. That since she herself is Sechel, i.e. reality is Sechel, therefore it's perceived through Sechel, only through Sechel. Ruach HaKodesh dwells when the Tfisa of Chochma encompasses all the Giluyei HaChochma Nebriya. All the Giluyei HaChochma in the world. You get Ruach HaKodesh when your tefisa of Chachma encompasses all the revelation of Chachma in the world. Like the Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Zayin, Halach Aleph, Ve'en ha-Nevua Chala, Ela al-Chacham, Gadol b'Chochma, Gibor b'Midotav. Olechem mezarez ha-Atzmo melamed nafsho shelo tiyeh lo machshava klal, v'chad me'dvarim b'telim v'lo me'evlei hazman v'tachbulotav. Ela da'ato p'nuya tamid l'mala, k'shura tachat kisei ha-Kavod, הכיסא להבין באותן צורות הקדושות התאורות, ומסתכל בחוכמתו של הקדוש ברוך הוא כולה, מצורה ראשונה תיבור הארץ ויודע מהם גודלו. מיד רוח הקודש שורה עליו. It's exactly what the Rambam says. בנבואה זו ניחל הנוכח ומגודל בחוכמה, גיבור במידי סב. And he pushes himself, he teaches himself that he shouldn't have any thought, he trains himself, he shouldn't have any thought from any shtus, any nonsense, any narishkeit, from the vanities of time, Rather, his mind should be completely clear, open, connected under Hashem's throne, to understand his holy forms, his pure forms, looking at the wisdom of God from the first surah till the depths of the earth, and know their greatness. Miyad Ruach HaKodesh Shara Alav. So a person is completely focused on Ruchnius, on understanding the spiritual nature of creation, and he gets this Ruach HaKodesh. All right, Mitzvah Hashem, this is a lot to digest, so we'll continue with discussing the Sechel HaPoel, please God, in the next year. And I thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.